It's Monday, the 28th of March, 8 a.m. Easter Monday. The last day of the Easter celebrations. For us, a Christian calendar. End of the period. Well, of course, yesterday the official end of the period, but actually, as far as I'm led to believe, it doesn't actually end properly till today. There's something in my mind that it may actually extend a wee bit further, but I may have got that wrong. But, so Lent seemed to have flown in this year, absolutely buzzed by. So is the Easter. It's like a new period in life. Not for everyone, I know, because those who don't celebrate Lent and Easter at all, it's just for them another day, unless they've got their own celebrations coming up. But for most of us who are Christians, it's once Easter's gone, it's kind of like the new year, I think. It's like a fresh start. Right. Heads down, get on with spring, summer, and all the things of today. At least that's just the way I see it. I feel okay this morning. I had a decent night's sleep. Not great, but decent. Decent. So I'm feeling, I don't know, I'm neither there one way or another. Didn't see much of the Easter weekend anyway. Saturday, abysmal weather. Sunday, not a lot better. The plans we had to go for a nice Easter run didn't come about. No matter. So we just had a couple of really lazy days, I guess. Don't feel much about anything this morning. It's kind of grey morning. It's fairly calm. No sunshine. It's been cold during the night. Not frost, but cold, because there's a dew on the plants and on the grass. And already, the snowdrops have gone past their best. A bit like me. Well, that happened a while ago. Mind you, I should be feeling good within myself. In fact, I should be feeling really good about myself. Because at my wife's car boot sale on Friday, a couple who, well, I come to know them through my wife over the years, but Lorna was a quite like not a pal in the sense that they went about together, but they did work for a short period of time, maybe a couple of years or something, in the same department, and they got really friendly. So ever since then, you know, that they've always, whenever the meat, you know, it's a good old leather, a chin wag, you know. And since that, I got to know Lorna, I got to know her man, Pat. Paddy. They're the same age as us. So, they came, whenever they come into town, if they, my wife says, the car boot sale, she come over for a blether, and maybe pick something up off the table. And Paddy, he's quick-witted, humorous, always having a dig at Lorna. It's all in jest, you know, very close. So, came down, Lorna's wasn't looking too great again, although she was chirpy enough to talk, you know. And apparently she has this issue with breathing, with her, I don't know, all the gubbins between your mouth and nose and your lungs. I'm not quite sure exactly, but she has to go back in. It's flared up again and she has to go back in for intensive treatment. Intensive treatment. So, not very good, but then she told us that Pat was supposed to get a hip replacement and it's been cancelled twice. Now it's cancelled indefinitely until they investigate the possibility that he has Parkinson's disease. And the guy just looked, how can I phrase this? He was shell-shocked. He managed to say some words about it, but not a lot, and it wasn't him. It wasn't him normally, you know, normally he's jesting, you know, all the time. And you could see that the thought that he's got Parkinson's is just eating away at him. Also, the fact that the consultant said to him as he was just about to leave the hospital, "By the way, are you still driving?" Now, Lorna doesn't drive, so that means he's thinking now he might lose his license because he's shaking. And Lorna said that he sometimes shakes so much that he falls out of bed. That's not a good sign, is it? Not a good sign. So, now he's concerned, of course, having Parkinson's and possibly losing his mobility, his license, and therefore Lorna will lose her transport. And the guy just looked absolutely blown away. I can understand it. Someone told me today that I have to stop driving. I don't know how I would cope with that. No matter what the illness was, I don't know how I would cope with losing my ability to drive. So, really I should be feeling much better this morning. Yeah, thinking about that, yeah. But you can't help how you feel, can you? Listen to that wee wren. It's on the silver birch tree, the big one. That tiny wee tail sticking up. You know how posh people drink from China cups and their pinkies up there? Well, that's how that wee tail is. Sticking straight up there. Tiny wee thing. I think if you took the feathers off it, I don't think there'd be much inside. But what a song. Must have the biggest lungs, size for size, in the bird world. It's a funny kind of morning. It's, as I said, it's like me. It's neither one way or the other. It's just a plateau of weather. Plateau. That's how I feel this morning, a plateau. Actually, I've got a bit of a discomfort. I don't know, what do you call that area? Not your bum, and it's not your privates, but it's between. It's as if I'd been sitting in the saddle of a bike for hours and hours and hours and hours. But I haven't been, and I don't get that. I don't know what it is. It's some kind of strain. Definite discomfort. Maybe if I get out on the bike today, I'll pedal it out. If I get out, if the weather holds. My God. Easter weather. Typical Easter weekend weather, wasn't it? Fantastic stuff. I remember when Easter weekend, there was bonnets and the ladies had their lovely dresses on and sun was out. Yeah. It's a non-plus day, whatever the hell non-plus means. What does non-plus mean anyway? Just seems to fit, the term just seems to fit this morning. Me and the weather.